Three conclusions. Here they are. One, an eternal hell awaits every person in the world who does not believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've talked about a lot of people, billions of them right now, who are on a road that leads to eternity, separated from God. An eternal heaven awaits every person in the world who does believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. An eternal heaven awaits every person in the world who does believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Which that leads to the third conclusion. Brothers and sisters, God has ordained our mouths to be the means by which the gospel goes to every person in the world. Our mouths are the means by which the gospel goes to every person in the world. So three exhortations. One, let's pray passionately. Let's pray passionately for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. Let's plead for God to save animists and Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims and atheists. And let's plead for God to awaken his church, to see who he is, to see the need around us, and to speak the word with great boldness. Let's pray passionately. Let's give sacrificially. Let's spend our resources not for more pleasures and pursuits in this world. Let's spend our resources for the spread of the gospel in the world, his purposes on the earth. And then third, let's go confidently to people right around us, right where God has put us. God has put you in communities, whether it's here in Charlotte, whether it's in 84 different countries around the world, 50 different states. He's put us in places uniquely for the spread of his gospel in those places. So to go to people right around us, to think through, who do I know? Who do I have a relationship with? Who's in my sphere of influence that needs to know the gospel? To be active in sharing the gospel with them, to people right around you, and then to raise your eyes to peoples around the world. This is the command of Jesus. Go make disciples of all the nations, all the peoples. And so I've prayed that God would so work in some hearts tonight that seeing this global gospel in a world of religions that you might say, some of you might say for the first time, maybe for the first time in a long time, God, however you want to use my life, even if that means going overseas, if that means going across town to this area of my city, I want to go for the spread of the gospel. People who are different from me, people who believe different things, knowing there will be risk to you start sharing the gospel, to your reputation, to our comfort, to our careers, increasingly so in this culture. There'll be risk with our finances if we're given sacrificially for the spread of the gospel in a world of religions. There'll be risk in our future. There'll be risk in our families. There'll be risk to our safety. There will be risk in our lives as we take the gospel into a world of religions. No one is guaranteed to keep our lives. And you look at Revelation chapter 6, clear scripture, teaching of scripture is that there are still more people to lose their lives in the spread of the gospel around the world, which doesn't sound like we can go confidently with all this risk until you realize that, brothers and sisters, we're looking to our reward, that there's coming a day when, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let's run with endurance the race that's set forth before us. Fix our eyes on him, for the joy set before him, endure the cross, despising his shame. Now see at the right hand of the throne of God. There's coming a day when the great dragon will be thrown down. Revelation chapter 12, look at this passage. That ancient serpent who's called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world through all different falsehoods, he'll be thrown down to the earth. His angels will be thrown down with him. And John writes, I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they've conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. So there's a day coming when the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ will have come fully. So in a world of religions, brothers and sisters, let's long for that day. And let's give our lives for that day, starting right where we live right now and wherever God leads us in the future. So will you pray with me? I want to close our time together tonight in prayer. And specifically, I want to invite you, just right now in your heart. So followers of Christ here all around the world, would you lift up just names of people you know who don't know the gospel that you have opportunity to share it with? Just generally, we just ask God to bring them to a knowledge of the gospel and to use your life to give you boldness to share with them. And then would you pray specifically, if you haven't already thought of, but people who maybe are in your community, your city, or people that you have an opportunity to be a part of reaching around the world who are Buddhist or Muslim or Hindu, animist, atheist? And would you express to God just a willingness to go wherever He leads you in your life, in your family, for the spread of the gospel in the world in the days to come? Oh God, you know I have prayed for this night that you would bring about these aims, Lord, that you would bring about a firm confidence in the gospel in our hearts. God, I pray for that. I pray that we would walk away with deeper love for the gospel, the beauty and uniqueness of Christ and the salvation you've given us. And help us to hold firmly to it. And God, you know I've prayed that that would lead to a commitment in our lives to proclaiming this gospel right where we live and wherever you lead. So God, I pray right now that there would be ripple effects felt in cities and communities and among people groups in the world as a result of the gospel in hearts in this gathering. The gospel spreading through lips from this gathering. God, help us, we pray, help us all to be faithful to proclaim this gospel, this good news, and we pray that you would spend our lives, our families, to draw many animists to yourself, many Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, atheists, agnostics to yourself. We believe you love the world so much that you have given your Son to die for our salvation. So help us to make that salvation known in a way that resounds to your glory. Right where we live, in our neighborhoods, cities, and far beyond where we live, to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for persevering a little past, like, 25 minutes past what we said we were going to go to, but that's under 30, just better than we've done sometimes. So I hope that, we walk away with firm confidence in the gospel, commitment to make it known. We're not going to be singing. I'm not about to lead us in song, so I'm about to close out this time, simulcast, and whatever. May, I was reading this morning in Numbers, may God be gracious to you and bless you and make His face to make His face to shine upon you, that His ways may be known on earth and His saving power known in the communities where you live and to the nations of the earth. God bless.